going on, everybody? It's time for the run through. This is the Binge Boys presents the run through, and I'm joined here by my trusty companion, Tanner. What's up, man?
How you doing? I'm terrified.
I'm good, man. How are you?
Really nervous to go home by myself tonight.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
You're feeling it?
Yeah, and we got our nice low voices since it's a horror movie.
Yeah. Yeah, it's low voices, also because it's late, and Catherine is asleep.
And we don't want to wake the teacher.
And we don't want to wake the teacher.
Because she's going to have quite the day tomorrow with the kiddos. Yeah,
correct. So, we are going to talk about a movie, but before we do that, let me just remind everybody that...
This sounds like an ASMR video.
It does. If this is your first time joining us, welcome. And if you're a longtime listener, welcome back. If this is your first time, the premise is that each week my co-host and I break down the hottest in TV and movies, as well as some music, video games, pop culture, here and there. Every Thursday, we give you a bonus episode of the show entitled The Run-Through, which is what you're listening to right now. In those episodes, I'm joined by a co-host who wants to dive in on a different movie or TV series and break it down element by element and give it an in-depth review. First thing I need you to do is go to Instagram and follow us at Binge Boys Podcast. That's where you get our announcements, our top five lists, our reviews, and more. Next thing, go to iTunes. Make sure you've left that five-star rating as well as a short review. It helps us out a ton and helps us grow the show. Everybody, it is 2021, and everybody is on their hotness and fitness journey, and one of the biggest aspects of that lifestyle is eating healthy and meal prepping. Most people have no idea where to start, and they're overwhelmed by options and don't know what meals suit them best for the goals they want to achieve. Luckily, Prepped and Ready has that solution. Prepped and Ready Meals delivers high-quality, fresh meals with health and fitness in mind, with a variety of healthy, low-calorie, but delicious meals they can cater to anyone's personal needs. If you live in the greater Atlanta area and you're interested in meal prep made simple, you can go to PreppedReadyMeals.com and use code BINGE15 at checkout for 15% off that first-time order. PreppedReadyMeals.com, meal prep made simple. Tanner, you're dying because you're deep-throating the microphone.
I'm just thinking about what Griffin did. Remember Griffin?
No.
You don't remember him doing that night?
What did he do?
He was...
He was just... He's just deep-throating the mic. Don't hit your face on it.
I just remember Griffin and I that and you that night that we all recorded that one podcast, which shall never be posted.
Oh, man.
Yes.
The lost tapes.
The lost tapes. I think it is actually lost, though, isn't it?
It might be. No, I have it. I have it on that hard drive right there.
We need to burn that hard drive.
Probably. Tanner, we watched a movie just now together.
Yes.
Called Paranormal Activity.
Yes, we did. I got the giggles. I'm sorry.
Yeah, you do. It's okay, though. It's okay. Some information about Paranormal Activity.
It's terrifying.
It was released on October 16th, 2009, directed by Oren Peli. It stars Katie Featherston. And Mika Sloat.
Oh, that's their real names?
Yeah, that's their names.
Oh.
This movie is about a young middle-class couple moving into a suburban starter house, and they become increasingly disturbed by a presence that may or may not be somehow demonic, but is certainly most active in the middle of the night, especially when they try to sleep. Or try to.
Try to, yeah.
Box office. This budget was $15,000.
Oh my God, what is my problem?
You are so giggly.
$15,000.
$15,000, that's nothing.
Nothing. Can you believe that? And it came out horrifying. I mean, well, we'll get into it.
Yeah, opening weekend, it only made $77,000.
Makes sense. Probably just sold on the internet, you know?
But its all-time run, it made $194 million. They got quite the return on their investment.
Yes, they did. 194. That's quite a profit, eh?
Yeah. Critics wise, they give it an 83%. Audience, what do you think the audience gave it?
Lower.
57.
I know. It's hard. The acting is a little hard to bear through.
It is.
Yes.
It's tough.
the fact that I you just got to remember 15 grand.
Yeah, that's the big deal.
Yeah.
What does this movie mean to you?
It was, I've seen it once before, just now.
Really?
Maybe twice, but all sleepovers, all under the blanket, because I was too scared to see it.
So this was like your first real watch through?
Yes.
Wow.
I know. It was fucking horrifying. I'm going to be thinking about that face. I got to stop with the F words, man.
What, with like her standing there at the end?
Yes. And her mouth was different.
Yeah, it like formed into like a demon.
It had like skin it. Skin attached to it.
Yeah. Yeah, it did. Did it?
Yeah, it was
it's
like
skin
was
attached like, to
hold
it.
Hold on, let me pull up the picture of her.
Right before the credits start rolling?
Yep.
It's let me see.
It's stinking terrifying. See, it doesn't sound right if I don't
paranormal
say the
F-word. Activity. Katie Demon. All right, let's see what we got here. Oh, my God.
I'm right, aren't I?
I'm looking at...
Her face is just terrifying anyways. Paranormal Activity 7 yeah. reportedly gets new titled an R rating.
There's her normal face.
Oh, never mind. I was imagining that.
Then. No, but you're right, though. Is that there's a... why doesn't Google have it?
It's right here.
Let me see.
I think.
No, that's what I just showed you. Is this it?
I can't handle it. It's freaky as hell.
Right before the credits start?
Shit. No, that's not it.
Yeah, that's not it either. You're right. Oh, man. Paranormal Activity 4, bro.
I need to watch them
actually,
all.
The first four are pretty good.
Well, there's something right behind her?
Yeah.
Oh, that's what that meme is from.
Yeah. God. The second one's pretty freaky.
Dude, they're all...
Number 1, 2, and 3 are the freakiest. Oh, but so 4 is pretty freaky, too.
No, this is right. I was right. This is kind of like...
Yeah.
Wait a minute. Paranormal Activity, the search for Katie. Where is she right now, I wonder?
I don't know. Because it is a true story, you know.
No, it's not, is it?
Yeah, this was real footage.
You're right.
I'm serious.
Yeah, real
this
footage.
Is, this is real footage.
It wasn't real.
No, this is real footage.
No, it's not.
This is a real thing.
No, it isn't.
From like 2006, yeah.
Your cap.
No, this is real deal. That's why the budget was so low. They didn't have to do anything.
No.
At the very beginning, it says Paramount would like to thank the San Diego Police Department for handing over the footage. No. So someone cut it together and edited it and made it a movie.
No.
Bro, this is real. I'm just kidding. It's all fake.
I know it's not. I'm just sitting here looking it up.
What would you give this movie?
4 out of 5.
Okay.
I just got to remember the acting.
Yeah.
And the fact that it made so much money, I can judge it that way.
Yeah, and I'm thinking the acting was iffy in some scenes, but then it was also like...
She was the best one.
Oh, yeah.
He sucked. He was terrible the whole time. Like,
who's the villain of this movie? Is it the demon or the boyfriend?
He invited that mother effer in.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
The boyfriend sucks.
Yeah, but the demon's the real.
Yeah, he's kind of the real. Toby.
Toby? We're going to call him Toby?
That's what his name is.
What?
You find that out later in the other movies.
Dude, I don't remember anything about the other movies. I must have...
We'll have to watch the other ones.
I want to watch
them now. Not now. Not now. What are you looking at?
Nothing.
The other ones are freaky. Stop it.
I keep on bug-eyeing. Look at her.
I'm going to be freaking out tonight. When we watched, what did we watch the other day? Malignant?
Not scared at all. Nope.
Tonight?
Yeah.
Working at Home Alone tomorrow? I'm going to be freaking out.
Boom. You're going to hear the door. That door opens.
Yeah.
And it's horrifying.
Yeah. I'm going to hear like a thud and be like, Jesus, the demon's here for me.
You can just call me and be like, Tater.
He's here. Katie's at my doorstep. Toby's here. Can you imagine looking through your peephole at your apartment and just seeing her standing there? In that white tank top with the blood on her stomach.
Smiling.
Yeah.
I think I'd open it up and be like, hey. Because that's what they do in horror movies.
You know what the freakiest thing is that someone can do?
What?
Is literally just stand outside someone's door and smile. Like wide-eyed.
Stop, man. I'm getting scared. I'm really getting freaked out right now.
I'm freaking myself out right now.
Yes.
I'm freaking myself out.
You're hearing, like, I don't even feel like we're on a podcast anymore.
No,
I'm just scared for my life.
I'm just freaking myself out. And after this, you got to walk to your car.
Can you please come with me? But then you got to walk back alone. No, I'll drive you back.
No. No. None of the movie takes place outside. You're good. I'm stuck inside.
What part?
What part?
The part that she's outside.
On the swing?
Yeah. Swinging like a fucking idiot.
Yeah, I think it's a 4 out of 5. I think if the movie was a tad shorter. and the acting was a little better, it would have gotten a 5 out of 5.
Yeah.
But it was really inventive. This was the first movie that sparked like all of those different kinds of movies that came out with like the camera being held by like somebody in the movie. They call them found footage movies.
Like,
have you ever seen Chronicle?
No, have you seen the...
You haven't seen Chronicle?
Is it terrifying?
No, it's not a scary movie.
Oh.
It's a movie about these kids that discover they have superpowers. And like one of the kid films it like it's a documentary. And like they're like testing their super strength or super speed. And like they're holding the camera. It's really good.
You know what I'm thinking of right now? Blair Witch Project.
Similar movie.
That's terrifying, isn't it?
I've never seen it.
I don't want to see it.
It's probably, I think it's next to Paranormal Activity, and like the budget was like $50,000 because they filmed it with a camera, like a camcorder.
I'm scared.
Yeah, this movie freaks me out.
Yeah.
All of the Paranormal Activity movies freak me out.
There's a reason I haven't seen that very often.
The second one, the third one, and the fourth one are solid. The original trilogy is the best, but the fourth one
what
is
are you
good.
Doing tomorrow night?
Nothing.
Want to watch a second one tomorrow?
Okay.
Wait. I'm just really into it now. I want to see another scary
movie.
What
am I doing tomorrow night? Nothing. Catherine's working. Wait, when do you get off? 8?
Yeah.
Oh, damn. I'm gonna be home alone all day.
What if I came home really early in the morning? 7 o'clock a.m.
Okay.
Really?
Yeah.
There's no way I'm waking up. I'll try.
You'd have to wake up at like 6:30, get ready, come over here, watch the movie, and then go to work.
I'm down. Seriously? Do you want to?
Do you want to?
Kinda.
Wait, then I'll be home alone all day.
So?
It'll be fresher.
The lights.
That's true. I'll just call my mom.
I got to write my 2 weeks in the morning anyway, so I can do that here.
Oh my God. By the time this comes out, you'll have your new job.
Really?
Yeah, this won't come out until like October 15th.
Beautiful. I will be less stressed and less angry.
When will this come out?
You know, I don't know one guy that's ever left Little Caesars and said, I enjoyed that. They didn't F me over at all. Every person I know that's left, fuck them. That's all they've said. Am I too close?
No, you're not. You're fine. Oh my God.
Dude, what is going on?
I'm not editing that out.
The ghost has some shits going on tonight.
I am not editing that out. That is beautiful. What? Oh my God, you just blew it in my face and I can smell it. It's horrifying.
Okay, I'm so sorry, everybody.
It's okay.
I mean, but I'm not.
This will come out October 28th.
Yeah, so I'll be.
A few days before Halloween.
I will already have made a lot of money doing these events.
We're literally recording this a month in advance.
Dude, yes.
That's good, though. I'd rather us record them like this so that we don't have to worry about them.
Dude, should I really get up and come over here at 7 in the morning? I'm so down.
Would you actually do it?
I would.
I can make you coffee.
Beautiful.
Would you really do it?
Yeah, I would.
Okay.
Then I can leave earlier, and then I can, like, by the time it's over, it'll be like 8:15.
Let me see what time. Oh, that's true.
What if you don't wake up?
Let me see what time. Let's see how long Paranormal Activity 2 is. I'll wake up. My alarm goes off every day at 7.
Perfect. Mine doesn't. Maybe give me a call.
To run time.
Dude, I'm going to do it.
Would you really do it?
Yeah, I'm going to do it. I'm going to go home and go straight to bed.
Oh, it's an hour and 40 minutes. It's longer.
So we have to start at...
You'd literally have to start at 7
on the
or 7:10.
And then I don't care. So I could show up there at 9:30 if I want to.
Really?
You didn't hear that.
You really going to do it?
Oh, yeah. Let's do it.
Okay.
I can be late. I don't care.
Yeah, we'll watch the second one in the morning.
Okay.
But
5 a.m., 5:15, 5:30, 5:00, 6 o'clock.
You don't have to wake up that early.
I do.
Really?
I won't be. If the 6 o'clock goes, I'll sleep right through it.
So why don't you do 6, 6:10, 6:15?
Because I'll still sleep. Good point. But then I wake up and I'm like.
This is what people love to hear us planning our day.
Yeah, so you heard it here. I got up way too early. And, no, this is awesome. Let's do it.
Are we really going to do it?
Yep.
Why don't you just stay over?
Oh, cause I'm on.
No, that's true. You don't have to do that.
Back to Paranormal Activity. Do you think this movie will be remade in 20 years?
Yeah.
I could see it.
Not 20, but longer.
I can see them, like, not remaking it, but rebooting it. Well, I guess that's what a remake is, right? A reboot?
It'll probably be, like, Demonormal Activity. Paranormal Resting. Oh.
What?
Paranormal Sitting.
Are we really going to wake up in the morning?
Yep.
Okay.
If you're going to be up already.
Yeah, I'm going to be up anyway.
Is she already going to be gone?
Oh, yeah. She'll be gone at 7.
Holy crap.
Or earlier. 6:45 sometimes.
Holy crap. So if you wake up.
This morning I woke up at 6:50.
So if you wake up at that time, be like.
Yeah, I'll call you.
I'm going to have my ringer on all night.
Okay.
I do that all the time. If I have to get up early, I just do that. And my dad just calls me if I need to get up.
Does he?
Sometimes.
Oh, how sweet.
Yeah, well, I don't ask him to. He just won't. He just knows me too well.
That's funny.
I know. Especially like, we went golfing the other day and he called me at freaking 5:45 in the morning.
Hey, yep.
I'm like, uh-huh. He's like, don't go back to sleep. I know you're gonna. I'm like, okay. What has it been, 10 minutes of this planning?
17. We've been recording for 17 minutes.
Doesn't feel like it.
No, it hasn't.
We haven't talked about anything.
Did the villain have a point in this movie?
No. Well, think about it, though. He's just, they said it's for pleasure, so he's just sitting in the corner and like, think about it. He's like, he's calling up his demon buddies when they leave the house. He's like, yo.
What's the best scene?
The ending.
The end scene?
That's, I got goosebumps. I just got him again.
When she goes down in the kitchen and she's just like.
She's like, my God.
And he's like, what's wrong? And here, let's do
he
it.
He still
ready,
sucks.
Ready? Let's do it.
My God.
Okay, running. What's wrong, babe? Oh, my God. Okay.
And then it pauses. And then, body.
Yep.
That scared the living shit balls out of me.
Yep, that's
it. I literally
it.
Have to that's go, it. And I have skid marks.
You want to see some trivia?
There's a zebra in my ass.
I wonder if there's some really good trivia.
I bet there
for
is.
For this movie.
Fun fact. Well, I mean, kind of the trivia is $15,000.
What?
Did you know that it was $15,000?
I feel like really? There's no quotes in this movie.
Other than
except for my God! trivia.
Trivia?
Okay. The actors weren't given scripts, but they were given guidelines on how to behave or what to discuss in their scenes.
I can tell because, like, a lot of stuttering.
Really?
I didn't notice. The paranormal guy.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
He was like.
The movie was shown to Steven Spielberg, and he had to stop watching the film halfway through on a home screener because he was genuinely spooked. He completed it the next day during daylight hours and loved it.
What a girl.
They filmed the whole movie in 10 days.
And they did a great job. How did they make her face look like that, though?
I don't know.
God, I can't.
Special effects.
I just can't.
The movie was filmed in the director's home. That's really cool.
It is cool.
Owen Pelly shot the entire film with a home digital camera.
There's no way I'd record a horror movie in my own home.
True.
No.
There's a, yeah.
Screw that. Yeah. It's like inviting that bitch in.
Yeah, yeah.
Even if it is fake.
Yeah.
Oh, God.
Katie and Mika received $500 for their performances. Due to the crazy success of the film, they renegotiated that in the amount. This movie was filmed in 2006, but was not generally released until 2009.
Wow.
Yeah.
They've been sitting on that bastard for a long time.
Mm-hmm.
Did Paranormal Pictures buy it from them and release it? I'm confused.
Mm-hmm.
That's what they did.
Wait, I'm sorry, what?
Like, so... It was their own film, right?
Yeah.
So then how so when you make Paranormal
or
Paramount Pictures get
so
it?
So when you make a movie, you just make a movie and then you go, when you make a movie, what you normally do is you go to a studio like Disney or Fox or whoever and you say, I want to make a movie and this is what it's going to be about, this is who it's going to star and this is what it's going to be about. This is what the script's going to be like. And the studio will read the script and they'll be like, that's bullshit. We don't want it.
So do you think they...
So Paramount read the script and was like, this is tight.
Because it is.
Because it takes no money to make and it made millions. And Paramount scooped that shit up. They're smart.
And the second one, I'm sure, is going to be much better production value, isn't it?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Value, production.
Yeah, it's filmed very similarly.
What about the acting? Better?
Yes.
Thank God. That was really hard to watch at some points.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, I won't lie, I wasn't really scared at the beginning, barely. I wasn't scared for shit because I knew it was just so... I don't know what it is. I just knew it wasn't made... Like, it was made by... I pictured just myself in the basement with my friends filming stuff and seeing my friends run across the screen. Good times. God, we used to scare the shit out of each other running around in the basement. Film it, like, we'd turn off all the lights. And then people... You remember that? Remember playing those games, walking down there in the dark? You had to. And mm-hmm. then people were hiding everywhere.
Mm-hmm.
You had to find them with the camera. My iPod Touch. iPod 4.
This is terrifying. Around 35 minutes and 33 seconds, when Katie is talking to Mika, behind her there is an orb-like object floating eerily behind her to the right. As to this being special effects representing the demon, an insect actually accidentally caught on the camera, or a dust particle, which has been the main debunk for orb pictures that are said to be actual ghosts.
Whoa.
Just 15 days after the movie came out, Paramount announced a sequel.
Wow.
Yeah.
Yeah. I gotta go to my car.
This is really good. Wow. God. Holy shit. Okay. Listen to this. Oh, wow.
Oh, wow.
There are three endings to this movie that are all somewhere out in the universe. In all three of them, the camera stays in one place. The first ending, the original ending, where Katie walks up, standing by the bed, goes downstairs, she screams to Mika, Mika goes downstairs, quiet. Someone's going up the stairs, it's revealed to be Katie with a bloody shirt and bloody knife in her hand. She sits by the bed, she sits by the bed, rocking back and forth for hours that go by quickly or whatever.
Yeah.
Her friend comes by to visit the house. We hear her screaming about Mika being dead on the floor, and she leaves. The police arrive at the house, see the body, go upstairs, find Katie, and she snaps out of it, panicking, saying, "Where is Mika?" While police tell her to drop the knife, she refuses, and they shoot her to death.
That's a better ending.
The second ending is the theatrical / Blu-ray ending. Katie walks up, stands by the bed, blanket pulls off Mika. Katie goes and stares at him for 2 hours. Then she goes down, screams. He goes down. She kills him. She goes back upstairs, throws Mika at the camera. Katie goes to the floor, looks at him, looks at the camera, screams, and her face becomes demonic for a split second. The screen cuts to black. That's the one that we saw.
That was horrifying.
And the third ending is the alternate ending. It's very similar to the original one. Up until Katie kills Mika downstairs. After that, she comes back up with the bloody... Oh, she comes back up all bloody, closes the door behind her, approaches the camera, and then slices her own throat that she killed Mika with. With the knife that she killed Mika with.
Way too dark.
Apparently, the original ending, the first one I read about the police shooting her to death, was the ending that was supposed to release in theaters. But after Steven Spielberg watched it, he convinced the director to change the ending because he didn't think it would sit well with audiences.
That would have sit great. Who knows? What does he know? Oh, well, he does know a lot. He's Steven Spielberg.
Oh. The knife that Mika is holding while talking to Katie during the making of the dinner scene at the beginning of the movie is the same knife that he's killed with.
I saw that knife. I was like, I remember something about that knife. My friends were a-holes, dude. I remember them pausing it on that face, trying to.
There was a fourth ending planned where the possessed Katie corners Mika and beats him to death with his own camera. The viewers would have to watch it from the camera's point of view. Like, so you'd see her holding the camera and you'd see just like beating his skull in because she'd be beating him with the camera.
I think it would break.
Yeah.
What is the second one about? What am I? How scared am I going to be at 7 in the morning?
Scared. Second one's scarier. Oh, God. They all get progressively scarier, I think.
Good. And I'm going to go to work, so that's fine. Nobody's going to kill me there, I don't think. Actually, I've got more of a chance at dying there than anything.
Some of the most significant disturbances in this movie happen exactly at 3:15 a.m., and that's the same time that George Lutz claimed that he woke up every night in the Amityville house during that case. For example, the horrific scream and loud bang occurs at 3:15 a.m. Likewise, Micah's death happens at 3:15 a.m. The hour between 3 and 4 a.m. is often referred to as the witching hour or devil's hour, as it's an inversion of the time that Christ died.
You can bet your ass I'll be asleep during that time. Mm-hmm. Hopefully I will be. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Hopefully I don't get woken up by something. Yep. Yep.
Yep. Mm-hmm. So that's trivia. Trivia. That was actually really good trivia. I'm spooked. That's better trivia than most of our movies get.
So there's really not quotes. That's the problem.
No, there's not really quotes.
What's your favorite scene?
Now we can talk about the good, the bad, and the ugly about this movie. I'll go first. The good is the whole concept of the movie.
Great.
Of Paramount pretending like this is a real footage from a real couple that really died.
Agreed.
No opening credits, no closing credits. It's literally just someone picking up a camcorder and plugging it into like a movie theater film, and that's what this movie is.
Beautiful.
Beautiful concept. The bad is the acting.
Terrible.
I don't know if there is an ugly.
The ugly is... how to define ugly?
Like the worst thing about this movie. Maybe the acting is the worst thing.
The bad maybe is the... I guess the acting. Maybe, it's all
maybe
acting.
The bad could be like the amount of unnecessary scenes.
That is true.
I know they're just trying to build it, though.
It wasn't.
They're really trying to build the tension there.
They didn't.
Oh, the bad is the boyfriend. The boyfriend fucking sucks.
Yeah, the good, everything. Yeah. I mean, the concept, the bad, the boyfriend, the ugly, the acting. Done.
There it is. The good, the bad, and the ugly.
I'm scared, and more scared right now. Oh, the first ending scares me.
I can't wait to talk about the second one.
We're gonna we can't just record.
Nah, we're not gonna just do a bunch of them.
We won't have time to record it tomorrow anyways. Nah,
we don't need to do a run through for the second one.
As long as I leave here by 9 o'clock, that's all I need.
I think that's okay. As long as you're here by 7:10.
I'll be here by 7.
Are we really doing that?
Yep.
Okay.
Because I'm not even gonna wear my clothes. That means I'll get up easy. Just get up.
What do you mean you're not gonna wear your clothes?
I'm not gonna wear no clothes here at all. I'm just gonna come in here in my garments if that's okay. No, I'm gonna just pretty much you'll see me. This is what I'll be wearing because I'm going to change into my clothes at work.
Okay.
Problem solved.
Do you have keys to that building? That's cool.
It is. I'm not giving them back either. Just in case I get real bad.
Sheesh.
I'm kidding. That's never going to happen.
Well, Tanner, that was Paranormal Activity. That was a fun time.
I'm terrified.
That was a really fun pod, too.
It was.
That was one of the better ones we've done.
Us planning everything
for
on it.
10 minutes.
Maybe longer. Close to 12.
The trivia was really cool.
Trivia was cool. I didn't expect that at all.
No.
I thought I was going to say, did you know this was made 15 grand?
What? Yo, that genuinely just freaked me the fuck out. I'm not even doing this just for good listenership. I swear I felt like a fat ass footstep right beside me. I'm not even joking. My heart dropped.
He did just react like in a creepy way.
Did you like stomp your foot down?
No.
That literally scared the shit out of me. My heart literally just sank. Did the door shut?
No.
Oh, my God.
Wait. It did. I hear
someone's walking upstairs or something. Yeah.
There's no walking.
Not anymore.
Do I have to go out there?
Yes.
And then I got to drive? That's fine. Once I'm in the car, I'm just going to be zoom, zoom, zoom. Demon can't catch me. Dude, it could happen. There's stories like this everywhere.
I know.
And people don't believe it.
Now I'm going to be up all night watching scary shit.
Probably.
Because once you watch something scary, you can't just not watch something scary.
I know,
that's
why I want to. That's why I'm coming here at 7 a.m. to watch the second one.
Oh, my God. I'll make us coffee.
Yes, I'm going to need it. That's what you heard.
What?
The door just slammed.
Okay.
Okay.
Oh, there's people outside. Okay. I feel better now.
Other people.
Sweet.
Now I'm usually afraid at night of other people because those are the most scariest things, yeah. other people. Yeah. And I'm just like, people.
People. Can I follow you to my car?
Can you guys follow me? Follow me home too? Do what you want.
Tuck me in. That was Paranormal Activity, everybody.
It was paranormal and it was activity.
I think you can stream them on HBO Max. Mm, if really? Not, I own them.
Beautiful. Wait, yeah, you can.
Wait, I'm thinking of the Conjuring franchise. I don't know if they're on HBO Max. Think. You don't think so?
I think they cut them out now. They bring them back and forth. They do. Weird. Now, can you imagine all the good shit we can watch this October, all this stuff with all of the streaming services now?
Oh, I know.
Oh, yeah.
Catherine said she wanted to watch a new scary movie every night.
I'm down.
And I was like, every night?
Why is Dexter not coming out in October? It doesn't seem... No, you know what? It doesn't... It's snowy. Snowy vibes. It's not going to be an October vibe.
You ready to wrap this up?
Yeah, but I don't know how I'm going to get to my car. I might have to take an Uber there. It's like literally 20 steps away.
Were you able to park in the main parking lot? Oh, no. You had to walk.
Yeah.
Where'd you park at?
The dark area.
Oh, that side parking lot by the mailboxes?
Yeah.
That's okay. There's lights outside. It's light out there.
I'm going to kill whoever. Dude, I'm already so jumpy. If I even hear a noise, I'm going to turn around and start throwing freaking punches. I do think I could defend myself. If somebody got a hold of me, though, I'm done.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
But if I swing... Swing on a motherfucker. Okay.
Anywho, everybody, that goodbye. Was Paranormal Activity.
Yeah, we're done.
See you guys next time. Happy Halloween.
Shouts to the new mics. Ooh-ah.